The 7 Methods to Manifest Anything You Desire.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today, oh, it's a beautiful day, and we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. So today, a very special podcast, I'm sharing with you the 7 primary methods to manifest anything. Now, there are thousands of techniques that would all fall under one of these 7, okay? So these are like meta methods, if you will. And if you understand these, you'll understand how the various techniques work underneath them, okay? And as I said, there are many, many different techniques. Different teachers have different ways of going about activating one of these methods. But there are only 7 primary methods. So what is it that you desire to manifest? A better relationship? A better job? Your career? More money? Winning the lottery? What is it in your heart that says, this is why I was put on earth, to manifest this, to create this, to build this? And if you really know what you desire, then these 7 methods to manifest anything are going to be very helpful. And you can pick 1 or 2 of them and really run with it. I like to use all 7. When we're working with clients with miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, I like them to incorporate all 7 methods if possible. Okay, I want to remind you before we get going to be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube. Click the bell icon, and on iTunes, Stitcher, and we're all over the net. So thank you so much for sharing us as well. You have no idea how much that absolutely means to all of us that you share these podcasts and videos. Okay, here we go. Number 1, focus on abundance. And abundance could include love, success, money, happiness, rather than, here's the second part of it, rather than focusing on lack. It's easy to focus on lack. That's easy. Everybody does that. But when you focus on lack, you send out a vibration of lack, a poverty consciousness, and you attract more lack back into your life. Let me give you an example. I've been trying for 5 years to get a major acting role. You know, I'm just not successful. That's lack. I don't have him in my life anymore. That's lack. I'm not making the money I desire. That's lack. So rather than focus on lack, you focus only on abundance. And it really takes a certain amount of dedication to do this all day long. But if you're dedicated to achieving more, to manifesting more, if you're going to be a high flyer and soar in the direction of your dreams and your goals, then you're going to focus on abundance. Number 2, developing that inner power that I call confidence and certainty. When you have absolute confidence, absolute certainty. In other words, I'm not trying to make this happen. I'm not trying to build my business. I'm not trying to save my relationship. I'm not trying to advance my career. I am confident and I am certain. When you operate from that mindset, from that place, oh, you are doing phenomenal, and the universe matches you. It literally matches you. The infinite field of potential literally steps up and gives you more of what you are confident. You're already confident that you're going to receive it or that it's coming to you right now, and you're certain. So people say, well, how can I be certain when he doesn't talk to me? How can I be certain when she doesn't call me back? You have to have so much confidence that it increases your certainty. And your certainty increases your confidence. In other words, you invest in certainty, that increases confidence. You invest in confidence, that increases certainty. The two together, a win-win combination for attracting anything you want to attract, anything you want in your life.
Awaken the most powerful creative visualization techniques used by extraordinary achievers all over the world. One of the most powerful secrets to success and happiness is creative visualization. Many celebrities have endorsed creative visualization, such as Jim Carrey, Tiger Woods, Oprah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Will Smith, and Bill Gates, not to mention greats like John F. Kennedy and Albert Einstein. Now you can release the astonishing power of creative visualization in your life. Achieve your goals, boost confidence, accelerate health, uncover opportunities, bust free from anxiety and stress. You deserve to have the money you want, the love you crave, and the health and energy you need. Get Robert and Rachel Zink's Creative Visualization Program today. This simple and easy-to-use program will have you attracting the life you desire. Download your copy now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Put the incredible power of your mind to work for you with Creative Visualization.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number three, make ready to receive. So many people are focusing on lack, on what they don't have. But make ready to receive. We're getting a new house that's much bigger than what we need. But why would we do that? Because we're ready to receive more energy, more influx, and we're going to need that space once it begins coming. But if we don't have that space, do you see what I'm saying? I'm not talking about more chill, by the way. Okay, want to make that clear. Rachel's over here. Her fists are like so tight right now. I'm just kidding you. But you just have to be ready to receive. You have to make ready. I've known people that have set an extra plate at the dinner table, who have cleared out half their closet. You know, doing little things like that make ready to receive. You have to be in reception mode. I'm in reception mode. Here it comes. Oh, I'm getting shivers in my body. Reception mode. Take a deep breath. That feels good, doesn't it? Oh, I'm receiving right now. Feels good. Oh, we're soaring high today. Aren't we soaring high? We're soaring like big, beautiful eagles. And the next one is gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. I know you're getting tired of hearing Robert talk about gratitude, but when you're in a mind frame of gratitude, you can't be thinking negative thoughts because you're so deep into the gratitude. Into feeling grateful for your life and for your health and your vitality and all the everything. Be grateful. Don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have and prepare to receive more of it. I mean, gratitude is not a 1 minute a day thing. That's minimum. Gratitude is an all the day thing. Be grateful. Feel the gratitude. Live the gratitude. Share the gratitude. Number five, movement and action. Create explosion. They create energy. You got to have movement. There is no attraction without action. You have to take some form of action. You have to be ready to leverage and build upon your ideas. They can't just be ideas. They have to be lubricated with action. And that's what the universe responds to, is vibration. And movement and action bring about vibration. And vibration brings about the infinite field of potential working with you. You become a co-creator because you're moving constantly with speed. Money loves speed. Believe it or not, relationships love speed. Well, I wish you would have got a hold of me 2 years ago, but I'm married now. You know what I'm saying? Relationships, they love speed. Okay? Relationships don't move slow, good ones. They move with speed. Money moves with speed. Careers move with speed. Doesn't mean that there may not be years of developing your craft, but movement. Movement is the key. Number six, giving to get. We did a podcast on this. It was a live, impromptu kind of podcast. But the bottom line is that so many people say, well, Bobby, it's wrong to give to get. It is not wrong to give to get. It is right to give to get. Everything you do in your life is about giving to get. You go to work, you give your time, your energy, your excitement, your labor, your skills in order to receive a paycheck. You give your money to the bank in order to receive interest. Everything that requires receiving something first requires doing something. If you want to harvest in fall, you have to plant seed in the spring. You have to give in order to get. And number seven, 20 minutes a day minimum of connecting with source energy, with God force energy, whatever you believe it to be, allowing it to come around you, to speak to you, to speak to your heart, to work through you, to fill your soul, so that you're not just focusing on ego wants. I want this. I want this. Okay, but you're focusing on how am I creating a better life, not just for me, because that's easy, but creating a better life for everybody that's being touched by my actions. You know, I wish I would have understood that important message when I was younger, because back then it was about what was good for me. But I want to share something with you. When you connect with God, with Source, when you connect deeply, you begin to make decisions that are not just good for you, but good for everyone and good for the future. And that's how you leave a legacy. That's how your life has value. That's how your life has meaning. Connect with Source Energy each and every day. You're beautiful. I love you. You guys are flying high. I can't even see you anymore. You're up so high. You have a wonderful day now because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.